Sabrina George for New Comedy Radio, still interviewing Scott Capurro. What about your playwriting and your script writing? I presume it wasn't your first one that I saw in Edinburgh last year. Presumably about family.
Oh.
With the fabulous James Holmes.
Right. Well, it was mostly about my father, I think, about all the attention seeking that children put themselves through. But I think I like the playwriting. I like the writing. It's my favorite part. I like sitting alone in a room. I'm a nerd at heart. But I'm doing a lot of writing for TV now because I'm trying to build a profile so that I can get my books published and my plays produced the way I want to. I don't see the importance of opening a play in Edinburgh any longer. I think it's too skittish and fickle an audience up there. I think things that work in Edinburgh almost by rule don't work other places. And I think that things that open if they're successfully might not go anywhere. They might not go anywhere else. That's what I'm worried about. And vice versa. So I'm interested in opening plays in other places in Britain. But to do that, to get the money that I need, I've written a play about Liza making a remake in a rehab clinic, and to get that play produced, you know, there's 8 characters and there's a set.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah. It needs money. And I don't necessarily want to be in it either. And to go to a decent theater company and say, produce this, you know, I'm going to have to be more, frankly, going to have to be more famous. Or famous at all. In fact, one of the literary agents in New York that turned my book down, my current book, wrote me a letter and said, I don't know if anyone else has told you this, but you need to be a lot more well-known to get this kind of writing published in this country. He didn't say he didn't like the writing, but my writing's probably akin to my stand-up.
And talking about this book, what's this book? What's the premise of this book?
Well, I've written a book about, a bit of a memoir about traveling on the road as well.
And you were actually asked to write this?
I was, by my literary agent, whom, after I wrote the book, dropped me as a client, and then turned me on to someone else, who liked the book but wanted me to change it. And at that point I thought, you know, I'm going to stop this for a while, because it's feeling a bit like a game. And I'm feeling like a chess piece. I'm feeling like I'm being moved around too much and fucked with. And I can't be creative without some sort of support system going on here. So I can't do this right now. I'm going to do this other thing. Like I said, I'm going to settle into Britain, try to get some of my TV produced, build more of a national profile, and then go back to these people.
And what do you think they're frightened of? What don't they like?
They don't see an audience for it. That's all it's ever going to be. That's what they're going to tell me. I don't know what their feelings are, but they're going to tell me that they can't see what audience would buy this book. It's not a gay novel. It's not a this. It doesn't fit into their categories.
It's a chronological. That one, but I've journal of,
but, and the other books I've shown them, yes, that is basically chronological. But my novels too, they feel a bit like they don't know why they should publish this. So I don't know what's to tell them.
Because it's something that I get all the time, Sabrina, you've got to get a higher profile, and I find this that really an issue around doing stand-up comedy, because I think the stand-up comedy itself is the profile, and to find that no, you should go and do a coffee commercial or, you know, sell a car and flash your boobs or something in order to get a profile, in order to do the stand-up. And I don't quite, I mean, I sort of understand it from a promoter's point of view. It means you're going to get an audience. We know a lot of comics who do get an audience purely on their profile on telly, but I'm not sure whether that to me justifies not me doing stand-up.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. And if you want to do is reach a different sort of audience than a stand-up audience, or reach a wider audience, then it's what you're going to have to do. But I mean, show business is more like an intimate relationship than most other fields of work, because it's a form of your own, yes, thank you, it's a form of your own self-expression, and it's like an intimate relationship, and that's all about compromise. Which I'm not very good at, and which is something that stood in my own way of my success, both in and out of show business. And if what you're willing to do is compromise, and believe me, most of my comic friends who are most successful have made huge compromises. I think they feel neither good nor bad about them, but they knew they were decisions they had to make.
But Stuart Lee turns around down an awful lot of stuff. I mean, he's got a new massive profile based on Jerry Springer the Opera, but he still wouldn't do a commercial. He still wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. I mean, there are certain, a couple of things I want to that I guess I've turned down, but I think at some point, I'm not saying this is true of Stuart or myself, but at some point I think you need to be less precious and realize that, you know, you can't pitch about not making any money and then turn work down. So if your goal is to get out there as soon as possible.
Well, for instance, a couple of comic friends of mine have been asked to go on Trisha, mm-hmm. and which is a bit like Jerry Springer's TV show, the English
version.
Well,
I've been on Ricky Lake. They bring comics on that, which isn't that dissimilar from Trisha. But there is a way to do it and make it advantageous for yourself. And I think I, at the time, found a way. I was just the funniest one on the show. And she came back to me with the microphone and asked me more questions. And I ran up on stage and made fun of the person as the guest a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think that there are ways, you know, I've had newspapers ask me to write for them whose political stances I don't agree with. But that's not going to stop me from writing for their newspaper. Why wouldn't I want to reach their audience? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if you're free to write what you want, I'm editing it down to...
And there's one newspaper I write for who meddles a lot, but I like it because their editors are good. And I've learned a lot writing for them. It's a learning experience. I'm not going to say I'm going to open for the BNP, but I'm saying if the Sunday Telegraph offered me a column and asked me to write for what I liked, I would do it. I mean, you know, not all Telegraph readers are bad. And what a great room that would be. A room full of queers, dykes, some Labour Party members, and then some Telegraph readers, whom I bet you would be the funniest people in the room. It's always true. I was just warned about a gig in Bristol. Oh, they're quite cautious. Comedy's new to them. It was in Trowbridge, about 45 minutes out. It's an arts centre, and they're going to be old, and it's all new, so be careful. I get there. Very trepidatious, so my set very scripted, which I don't always do. They were lovely. The senior citizens in the front row were gorgeous. A table of five lesbians, three queers, all wearing the identical green shirts. About 120 people. One of the best audiences I've had in a long, long time. And I kept pushing bit by bit, seeing if they could handle it, and they didn't bat an eye. Whereas I played London last night, center of, and they were cunts, so you go figure. Oh, it's a gorgeous gig. It's the best, the Monday Club. Oh, you'll love it. No, it was like a firing line, really. I was a bullseye last night. So, you know, you never know.
No, you don't. You don't. Absolutely.
You can't second guess an audience. I certainly can't. And if I did, I would have never played straight clubs. If I listened to what other straight comics who tried told me, you'll never make it, it'll never work, I've tried it, it's a torture. You know what? I went there with as open a mind and as open a heart as I could possibly muster. Which in my case isn't much, but it was just enough to get me through the show. And, you know, I can't think that I know what straight people know. Because every time I thought, you're not going to get this, it's too gay, they got it and yelled out for more. So, you know, this is what I mean by saying it can't be too precious. You can't expect to know what an audience is going to be like. Were I offered a coffee commercial, I would take the coffee commercial and try to make it as fun. Listen, I was offered a panel show in Norwich years ago. That was just like, ooh. And at the first meeting, I said, let's try this. And they let me. And we did something a bit different with it. And it never got picked up for a second series. And I don't think very many people saw it. But for me, you know, it was fun.
It was great, yeah. You turned it into one, too. Right, so the final question. Where would you like to be in 5 years' time?
I'd like to be writing and producing my own work, and I'd like to be not performing on stage to make a living.
Right.
I'd like to perform on stage when I like, and writing and producing my own television.
And would that be drama, or what sort of productions would you like to
well,
be doing?
I've written, which the BBC seems quite interested in, a script that's neither drama nor comedy. It's not a sitcom. It's kind of a running monologue of other characters that come in and out as I talk about them. It's kind of about the questions only comics can ask. So I start the bit with a question and I answer it by the end. So there's that kind of thing I like to do. I've written a couple of makeover shows that are, like I said, making over the nation. I hope smart makeover shows. And you know, a bit of this and a bit of that. We'll see.
And just do the stand up for fun gigs that you are really looking forward
for
to.
For friends I like to work with.
Yeah.
Just popping in and doing little things. Not necessarily touring, playing huge centers, or, you know, I don't want to play Drury Lane on a Sunday night. I don't care about that. But, you know, if I could drop into the Monday night club and have them be a bit more polite, a bit less defensive, that would be a nice change. For fuck's sake.
So you're not that interested in following the acting route?
I would like to. But acting I find to be quite thankless. And it's a lot of work. And you're less important than the lighting fixture on any film set. Unless you're a huge star. And I don't see myself becoming a huge film star anytime soon. I like acting. I think it's fun. But I'm really interested in doing my own stuff.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much, Scott.
Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Sabrina.